The bulk of that, as I said, the 14 million comes from operations, restarting production, increasing production. We've got to acknowledge the gold price is incredible, which is making all our lives easier. But we're making, significant margin on our ounces. With growing production is the perfect tailwind in this environment. And then we did the financing at a dollar a couple of weeks ago. That allows us to do a lot more resource growth, as we'll talk to. We put out some pretty strong results from the Colorado.
Charles Funk, Heliostar Metals. Good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Thank you.
Excellent. So you've had some news come out. Let's just jump into it. Tell me about what's going on and what just came out, and let's dive deeper into that.
Yeah, I think there's a couple of particularly pleasing aspects about today's news. The first, we disclosed that at the end of March, we have a $27 million cash balance, which puts us in a much stronger position than we've ever been in our history. And I think the most pleasing part about that is the bulk of that cash has come from operations. When we closed the transaction in early November last year, we had $2 million in cash. We closed December last year at $5.5 million. I've grown that to $14 million at the end of the March quarter. And we paid back the $5 million in acquisition debt that we bought the assets with. So demonstrating, strong financial stability or growth in our stability, which is important in times like we're in at the moment. And then we also did the financing, another $13 million in proceeds, US in proceeds from that. That really allows, kind of buttresses the company against uncertainty, but also allows us to be more aggressive with our growth plans, as we'll talk about.
Yeah, so I want to dive a little bit deeper into that. When we last spoke last week, I was going over the company reports. I believe we'd mentioned it in the interview and the discussion. You had 15 million. So I just wanted to, again, question you again. Where are you right now? You no longer have 15 million. It's almost double that, correct?
Yeah, so $27 million US, 38 million Canadian in cash at the end of the quarter.
So that is fantastic. And that money's come from operations, I assume, from saving money just through just being more efficient or maybe currency exchange. Can you just tell me a little bit more? How did you get that money?
Yeah, so the bulk of that, as I said, the 14 million comes from operations, restarting production, increasing production. We've got to acknowledge the gold price is incredible, which is making all our lives easier. But we're making, significant margin on our ounces. With growing production is the perfect tailwind in this environment. And then we did the financing at a dollar a couple of weeks ago. That allows us to do a lot more resource growth, as we'll talk to. We put out some pretty strong results from the Colorado in the press release as well.
That is fantastic news. So congratulations to you, just to all of our listeners and viewers. As of right now, I am not a shareholder. That will be changing very soon. So anytime during or after this interview, this discussion does drop. Let me ask you, what are you planning now to do with that money, that extra money? Are you going to be even more aggressive in expanding your resource production as well as exploration?
Yeah, that's exactly what it allows us to do. I think, we've sort of gone down, we've bedded down the transaction that we did, and now we can sort of focus on growth in that portfolio. And I think there's two parts of it. Obviously, you need larger resources to support increases of production. And we've now, so we put out some very strong results from the Colorado, 2 to 9 meter widths, 5 to 25 grams gold with some pretty significant silver credits. As part of that. And they're an open pit. And so they're going to be, incredibly profitable open pit ounces that we think can lead to an increase in the resource, which hopefully leads to an increase in the reserve in a study that we're going to put out in the middle of the year. And so that, the second part of it is those grades are underground mineable. And we think we can ultimately build an underground future at La Colorada. This is a mine that was on care and maintenance when we bought the asset. We've put it back into production at the beginning of this year. We've demonstrated a 6.5 year mine life already. And now we think we might be able to show a future beyond that with underground potential. So we increased the size of the drill program. We'll have more results in another 6 weeks, plus or minus, to step out on some of these hits. I think we can continue to grow the mine life and show underground potential, La Colorada. And that's a pretty significant transformation in 6 months to go from care and maintenance to a 6-year mine life to something that we think might be able to expand even beyond that. And that's the power of being able to do more significant drill programs, you know, having a stronger financial position. You know, we've always had big goals as a company, but we've had to constrain them in what we're capable of achieving at any one time. Now that's a 15,000 meter drill program at La Colorada. Last week, we announced another 15,000 meter drill program at Ana Paula. We think this can grow our resources and increase the confidence in our resources, and that will then lead to production growth. And it's production growth that truly drives the increase in our share price.
Yeah, I'm glad that you said that, especially at these, like what you just said, production growth ultimately is what's going to drive the share price, because you guys are really, for lack of a better word, printing money at these levels of gold prices here. So if you could talk just a little bit about what your current margins would be or what they are at with the current price of gold. Tell me about that just real quick to reiterate.
Yeah, so we closed the last quarter of last year with sub 1500 ASICs, and we were selling our gold on average about 26 to 28 hundred, so over $1,000 margin. Our costs have gone up this year because we're restarting operations. So for example, at La Colorada, you have 2 months of crushing and stacking ore that you pay for, but you're not getting production. And we'll do the same at the back end of the year at San Augustine. And so the steady state run rate is about 1800 ASIC. We think it'll be higher than that this year while we do the restart, but I think you could treat us as a sort of steady state 1800 ASIC. But even 1800 to 2000, you're still materially above $1,000 an ounce margin on these. But we believe we have this wonderful trajectory in front of us where our ASIC costs should be going down with the increases in production and our production going up. You know, or we think it's not beyond the realms that we can be 200,000 ounce a year of production in 2028 when Ana Paula comes online. And that should take the company materially below a 1500 ASIC. So we think our ASICs will drop year over year over the next couple of years. And we think our production guidance will go up over those periods on the back of the increased drilling that we're doing now and bringing Ana Paula online. So there's a few forward-looking statements there, but that's the path that we're clearly on.
Got it. And that was really, you answered my next question, is really your costs, you expect them to be going down as you ramp up production. And that cost is really associated with just restarting the mining, correct?
Yeah, correct. Like, we think Ana Paula, when it comes along, has the potential to be below $1,000 ASIC when it comes online. That has a huge impact on our corporate and consolidated ASIC. So that's, you know, one of the more elegant parts of the investment thesis in Heliostar is that we're cash flow positive today. We think we can generate some very significant cash flow out of La Colorada and San Augustine over the next couple of years. And we can use that to not need to do any material dilution to build Ana Paula. So if we can build a 200,000 ounce a year producing company, and we can do that without issuing any material increase to our share count, that's to me a pretty attractive business proposition.
No, that's very attractive. And then this is me just talking to my listeners. What's very impressive about Heliostar is just how they've ramped up production and so quickly. That's number one. The number two is just how much cash you have in the bank, which is really due to just the high gold price, as well as your cost of production and getting it to the market. So fantastic. If I am an investor, which I will soon be, this is how you draw it up, guys. That's how I look at this. So fantastic. Now, if you can give us just what should investors or potential investors to be looking for over the next couple of months?
Yeah, I'll just touch on that. It's how you draw it up, because it's funny how you do draw this up before, and then I'll answer specifically the catalyst question. The only way you create these opportunities is by doing things that are materially unpopular for a period of time. And so when we were putting these assets together, everyone was critical of just gold investments flat out, even though the gold price was moving up. The gold equities were not over the last few years. They were critical of Mexico, and they thought we were buying old, tired assets. And you have to be unpopular. You have to do things that go against the grain to get the kind of opportunity that we think we have in front of us now. We were lucky that we had some really strong supporters. Franklin Templeton, Adrian Dyer, Eric Sprott, particularly over recent times, who were prepared to go against the grain with us. And then the tide comes back in. People do want exposure to gold, particularly in times like this. And they are seeing the margin that gold producers are making. And we're in a jurisdiction that's got one of the longest histories of mining, with a very strong rule of law. And the new president's materially more favorable to the industry than the previous president. So, you know, we were out buying straw hats in winter when everyone was saying, why would you do that? And that's what, you know, that kind of like conviction in our approach is what set us up. It's allowed us to move quickly because we've got quite advanced projects. And in terms of our catalyst, we move into a very catalyst-rich period. We've got more drill results from La Colorada. We'll have drill results from Ana Paula throughout the rest of the year. We'll have the technical report coming out on La Colorada that builds our expansion case. We think from the previous study, we might be able to lower the upfront capital and increase the total NPV of the project. We think that we're going to be able to expand production at San Augustine on the back of a permit. We expect to get that permit sometime around the middle of the year and bring that production online in Q4. And then we've got our quarterlies to come out, which if you read through the cash balance, it should be a strong quarter for us. So quite a significant number of catalysts that lead to resource growth, production growth, and showing stable, profitable cash generation for our operating assets. That is a pretty sound base for us to build from.
Got it. And what do you expect that you can share over the next quarter? What news should be hitting that you can talk about?
Yeah, so I think, you know, one sort of thing I'll happily touch on here is, you know, we're ahead of our budget for production, so I think that can have a positive impact on the AISC that we guided. So, you know, producing extra ounces for nearly the same cost is always a great way to lower your AISC. The assets have performed very well during the quarter. We'll have, more drill results from La Colorada. We've also been working on the sulfide potential at San Augustine. We'll have that out this quarter as well. And then at the end of the quarter, that tech report for La Colorada, we think is a big one, laying out the ability to expand La Colorada to 50 to 100,000 ounces of production. So, pretty significant drill results and studies to come out over the next 3 months.
Right. Fantastic. If people want to know more about you, how do they find you? What exchanges are you traded on and what are your ticker symbols?
Yeah. So, to go directly to the chase, if you'd like to buy a stock and come to HSTR in Canada or HSTXF over the OTC. If you want to come and find more about the company, reach out to us directly. Thank you, Andy, for this as well. It's a great way for us to explain our business. So reach out to Rob Gray, our IR manager, or myself. Follow us on social media. We try to, you know, engage quite strongly and show, you know, there's a lot of fun things happening in Heliostar. And so we like to share that. So there's plenty of ways to get up to speed. The key business case is, you know, we think we can be a 200,000 ounce a year producer from sort of 2028 onwards. If we do that, our peer group, significant multiples above our share price right now. And incredibly, we have a pathway to do it with very little to no equity dilution, which is very unique in this space.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Charles. Charles Funk, Heliostar Metals. Thank you so much for your time and looking forward to our next conversation.
Thank you very much.